6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Wednesday, April 20th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Just a reminder, I'm going to be in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, May 13th and 14th. I will be on stage on the 14th at 11:15 a.m. Eastern Time, speaking about how the left-wing media destroyed America. And, of course, you know, we can change all that, but it takes a willingness of we the people to make a difference. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. We hope you have us on your speed dial, because this next half-hour, hour-long segment, depending on your response, is going to have everything to do with how things are developed. And I'm talking about ideas. Scientists, believe it or not, have mapped a genome for snake venom to develop treatment options, mostly anti-venom. It's been the only effective medicine, but it'll only work if a snake bite victim is able to receive medical attention in time, according to an article published in January of 2020 by Sarah Teller, listed in Health and Medicine. Of course, she quotes the CDC, which I've always said on the show, CDC is not to be trusted. So I've got to, you know, when I see stuff like what happened on the Stu Peters show, I'm like, what do you mean snake venom is, what? What's he talking about? We have Dr. Brian Artis with us, who's been on the show before. And he has his own radio show, the DrArtisShow.com. I met him in Dallas at the Reawaken America tour with Clay Clark. Supposedly, he's going to be in Myrtle Beach. This is going to be wonderful, because, Dr. Artis, this time, I think you're going to remember me. Welcome to the show. welcome
it's
to the
great
show.
Great to be on your show.
Well, I tell you what, I want to give everybody the opportunity of actually, and I know when you came out with Stu Peters, I was sitting there with my jaw dropped going, oh my God, what's he doing? I call it a Schiff show, for lack of a better term, taking after Adam Schiff, and every time he opens his mouth, crazy stuff comes out. But, you know, I'm looking at this thing, and I'm looking at this bottle of Remdesivir, and I'm going, what is in that stuff? What are they doing that is shutting down the kidneys and causing multiple organ failure? And here you get on Stu Peters and explain all this stuff, and now it's like half of science is like against everything you said. What's up with that?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, the truth is hard to expose sometimes. And even if it's not truth, even to even declare that there might be another narrative that goes against what an individual already accepts as reality, that's very threatening to the human ego, the human mind, the human heart. So there's a lot of times there's an immediate knee-jerk reaction. And I expected some of that to happen. But not like this. I was not more worried about that than I was about not coming to light and bringing this to save lives. The risk of keeping this to myself and not saying it was not greater than what was going to happen to people if I did. So, or people didn't look at this information. So, I'm not surprised by the pushback. People have been very gracious. 90% of all people have been super supportive, shocked. They write from around the world, finally, COVID makes sense. Everything. Seriously, I hear this all the time. There has been about, I don't know, 10% maybe of people that are pushing back, but they don't tell me they're pushing back. It's just they do it. They tell other people they're pushing back. They won't do it to my face. They're not that brave.
Right. But the thing is Dr. Pierre Corey and Patrick Wood from Technocracy News, both of them came out all of a sudden, just right out of the gate, swinging. And I'm just like, wow. Brian, you hit a nerve. I mean, you've been in the front line of this ever since you lost your father-in-law due to ill-advised hospital protocols. And so, you know, when I look at stuff like this, and I remember you saying anything the FDA, the CDC, NIH, or any of them tell you, do just the opposite. I remember you saying that even on Stu Peters' show. And I'm in agreement with that. And then all of a sudden we're talking about snake venom, and all of a sudden it's not just you. I'm seeing other websites coming up with the same kind of conclusion. How did you reach this conclusion? Snake venom was involved.
Yeah, it's a really big thing. People say nonstop. The one criticism people hear commonly now that people want to throw at me is, especially medical professionals, they'll go, yeah, he's just a chiropractor. Well, the truth is, thank God I was a chiropractor, because I haven't been brainwashed completely by the medical profession, which they've done a great job of brainwashing all of them. And you're watching the people behave just like people in a cult do when you bring to light or challenge the beliefs they're blindly accepting and have had indoctrinated into their brains for years. So there's aspects of that that they've recognized are corrupt over the last 2 years, thank God, but there's still a lot of that seated, deep belief in the system. And that system is not to be trusted. And I have been very vocal about that for 20 years with my patients one-on-one. But now they killed my father-in-law. Now I'm going to expose all of your lies as much as I can determine. And then if it gets even more grievous, more evil, and you can't accept that, that's fine. I have actually stood by Pierre Corey, Paul Merrick, Richard Fleming, actually on stages in multiple occasions. I've actually hosted events with him and actually been very kind to all of them. I jumped in to their defense for the last 2 years, these medical professionals. For the last 2 years, I've encouraged people around the world to use and trust them. And that was hard for me at first because I was angry. The medical profession, their colleagues in hospitals here in Dallas, killed my father-in-law. You don't think I have every right to be furious at the medical profession and anybody in it? But that's not what I did. I've actually recognized they're going to murder people. And then I could not believe how excited I was when I heard Dr. Ben Marble reach out to me and say, "No one, I've never heard anybody talk about the human body the way you do. Can you help us? Can you help me and Peter McCullough and Dr. Zev Zelenko and Harvey Reich with the group MyFreeDoctor.com? Can you as a chiropractor help us?" This was in the middle of 2020. That was exciting for me and weird at first, but I was excited they were saving lives. That's all I'm trying to do. I've been championing for you. You've helped me save lives. Y'all, back down. My intent is still to thwart the damn agenda. That's what I only have one goal. If you're worried about your reputations, that's not your goal. And that's what they say. They give the weirdest excuse to not show up at events with me because they're worried about their reputation all of a sudden. That's weird. I thought you were about defending people. I guess you're not.
Well, that totally blows me away that you are uninvited from four events in Florida here. Just recently, explain that.
Oh, yeah. So Pierre Corey is actually on a leg of a 7-city tour in Florida. It starts in the Panhandle, actually, tonight or tomorrow, and it goes through four cities. I was going to be at all four of the first of the seven. I didn't have time to do the last three, but the likes of Peter McCullough participating, Ryan Cole, Pierre Corey. Pierre Corey was going to be on the last three legs. I wasn't even going to be in those cities, but he made sure that the hosts and the organizers knew that him and his company, FLCCC.net, it is bad for his reputation personally and for his business's reputation, who I have sent millions of people to, by the way, to get life-saving therapies and protocols printed out. He said it would look bad on him to be even associated with an event that had the name Dr. Artis on it, or Artis, as he called me, Artis. He's not going to – he's just going to be disrespectful all around. So he's not on those three legs. As other doctors, MDs, started saying, "We don't want to be associated with this," the investors of the 7-city tour told the hosts that they're worried the tour is going to fall apart if I'm invited. And so and more MDs back out. So they canceled me from the tour. You know what's interesting about that? Pierre Corey already canceled himself from the tour when he heard I was coming. So he already said he was leaving regardless. So anyway, that's not the only event. There have been other events. He's already made those people aware that we were to be sharing a stage there at some point. He's already let them know that he's not going to participate in anything with me. And do you know what those hosts said? F off, Pierre Corey. We're taking Dr. Artis. And I don't care what their response is. It doesn't matter to me. My whole goal is to actually save lives. I thought that was yours, Pierre. It's weird. People are going to find your reactions very odd and suspicious. I do. I was totally motivated by him the last 2 years, watching him testify before multiple Senate hearings. He was bold. He was brave, it appeared. I just have to say, his actions right now look like he's controlled opposition, and that sucks. I don't even know any other way to explain it. It doesn't even make any sense whatsoever. I mean, whatsoever. He's bold enough to face Senates, testify before Congress on multiple occasions with boldness, like yelling at them. He wasn't afraid to sit in front of them. You're afraid to stand on a stage. Not at the same time. Not even at the same city. You don't want to be associated at any events where your name might be on the same thing with me. That's weird. I mean, I find it weird. I still love the guy. And I hope that he knows that my intentions are just to save lives, because that's all it's ever been.
Well, of course. And the thing is that, you know, I remember you gave quite the dynamic speech on stage in Dallas when you were at the Reawaken America Tour. And fortunately, my understanding is you're still going to be in Myrtle Beach with us. And so we'll get a chance to sit down and talk, you know, person to person about all of this stuff. And reflect on everything we're talking about here. Folks, the number is 844-769-2944 if you want to chime in. The thing is that I've always been suspect of Remdesivir ever since we found there was a connection between Fauci and Gilead Sciences and the patents and everything else and how they were all tied in together. It's all a money-making thing. But Remdesivir obviously has crippling side effects, and Fauci knew it. And the makers of it knew it. Gilead Sciences knew it. Yet they keep putting it under CDC protocol to give remdesivir to patients, and it shuts down their kidneys. Now, this angle about snake venom, and I saw on Stu Peters when you did the interview, there was apparently a picture of a bottle of remdesivir with some white gunk in it. Where did you get the idea this is what one of the components was?
Oh, I'll tell you, I mean, outside of Gilead Sciences, there's nobody who looks at more things about remdesivir over the last 2 years than me. I just have to know everything about what they're doing with this drug, because I know Anthony Fauci from the beginning lied. From the beginning of the pandemic, he lied. He said remdesivir was proven safe and effective against the Ebola virus. It did not. It was found to be the most deadly and least effective. He lied to the whole world, and he was okay with it. And then they're pushing it now, as of January of this year, as the only authorized drug to be used in newborns born in America and all children in America. Are you insane? They're now taking it out of hospitals and now making it a infusion drug to treat all COVID-19 patients in nursing homes. And now they're banning monoclonal antibodies around the whole country. And they're only allowing people to pump remdesivir into the veins of people in all states of this country. There is something evil about this drug. So I know a whole bunch about this drug, more than most, and I had already looked at the emergency use authorization the FDA created January 21st, 2022. This is when they said we're now going to let all hospitals and people outside of hospitals to treat all newborns who PCR test positive for COVID with remdesivir. In that emergency use authorization that I already knew about, as I started looking at what drugs the CDC, NIH, FDA, the FLCCC.net with Pierre Corey and Paul Merrick, the drugs they've been told they can't use at certain levels or can't use at all, or they'll have their license taken from them. Every single drug surrounding COVID has an inhibitory effect also against venom. So when I'm learning and looking up these studies since 1993, they know that hydroxychloroquine inhibits snake venom poisoning. And now we know they've been bashing it this whole time, that nobody can use it. And it's life-saving against COVID, and we know it's life-saving against venom. And I'm putting together this venom connection. It really bothered me that the remdesivir EUA from January 21st, 2022, when I read it the first time, on the same day it came out, I couldn't believe there's only two drugs mentioned on the whole 42 pages. Two. One is remdesivir on every page. The other drug. Ask me if I'm shocked that they just keep singling out this one drug, hydroxychloroquine. It says in the EUA, you cannot co-administer remdesivir and hydroxychloroquine together. Because it says hydroxychloroquine is inhibitory, it's an antagonist to the components of remdesivir. I had already realized hydroxychloroquine could protect against venom, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, every single side effect of remdesivir, multiple organ failure, acute kidney failure, lung hemorrhaging that you see that looks like pneumonia once you start remdesivir, those are all signs of cobra venom, like almost identical. Hydroxychloroquine's inhibitory to that stuff. And then I thought, what if they keep singling out hydroxychloroquine with remdesivir this whole time? The May 2020 memo I keep talking about, Anthony Fauci only says, you can use remdesivir, but you can't use hydroxychloroquine. It's the only two drugs they mentioned. From the beginning, they've been saying the same thing, and I'm like, there's got to be a reason why they're doing this. So I started looking at Remdesivir and seeing, is there a connection to the company that makes Remdesivir? And yes, they are a corrupt company, and yes, there's ties to Fauci. Peter Breggin does a great job in his book subtitled, We Are the Prey. He knew all about the Gilead Remdesivir Fauci connection before I did. All I did was this. I was like, man, the actual symptoms and side effects of Remdesivir, when they say you can't use hydroxychloroquine, imagine this. King cobra venom, some vipers, but king cobra specifically, has this side effect of increasing prothrombin time. Guess what else has that? Remdesivir does. It even says on the new EUA, before you give this to newborns, you have to check their prothrombin time before, during, and after treatment. If you go on the NIH's website, it says the impact on prothrombin time by Remdesivir is it increases prothrombin time, which means you can't clot your blood and you'll bleed to death internally. That's what a cobra does. So all of a sudden I was like, man, this sure does read a lot like venom. I'm going to go see if Gilead Sciences, the maker of Remdesivir, has any connections to venom companies. Imagine my shock when I found out that Gilead Sciences bought a company called Genentech in 2011. Oh. Genentech just finished and published January of 2020 a multi-year study on Indian king cobra venom toxins. And in January of 2020, they published that they found 19 venom-specific toxins that target specific organs and kill someone. Genentech, was there a connection? Yes, Gilead bought Genentech several facilities and brought 55 of their executives' employees to Gilead in 2011. So I'm like, oh, no. I don't know if you know this, but Genentech declared in this cobra venom study published the first month of the pandemic, January 2020, that they found 19. You don't think 19 jumped off the page? 19 venom-specific toxins in king cobra venom? They they declared in their conflict of interest. This is not a joke. It gets so more, so much more nefarious. This says Genentech declares a conflict of It says Genentech declares a conflict of interest in this study on king cobra venom because they own stocks in Roche. And this is not a joke. I wanted to know, why would they be declaring in January of 2020 a conflict with owning stock in a company called Roche? I'd never even heard of these two companies. And so I had to look it up. What would be a conflict of interest possibly with Genentech doing research on king cobra venom? What would be a conflict with Roche? The same month that this study published, Roche, imagine my shock, had been given the first emergency use authorization for the test kit to test COVID-19 positive Americans for, and it's published in the papers. They published it online. The FDA gives the first emergency use authorization during the COVID-19 pandemic to Roche for their test kits to find SARS-CoV-2 in COVID-19 Americans. And it says in the articles, the trademark name of their test kit is Cobras.
Oh, my. Well, just come right out. Just come right out and say it. You know, see.
It's called Cobras. Now, I said Cobras because it reads like Cobras. It's spelled C-O-B-A-S. They just took the R of Roche out of the name. It's Cobras, people. Would that be a conflict of interest for Genentech to do this research study on venom that got published the same month the FDA said, you can go look for SARS-CoV-2 with your test kits? Do you find it ironic that in the same month, Chinese scientists, when they evaluated the people who got sick in Wuhan, they identified that the codon usage bias, the genetic sequence that determines the origin of the gene called SARS-CoV-2 spike protein, was most identical, not to bats, it was to two snakes, the Chinese crate, and the Indian king cobra. No, that happened in the same month, January of 2020. Ask me if I find it ironic. I don't.
No, I don't either. I mean, that's amazing. Sherry in Kansas, you've got a minute or two. What's your question for Dr. Artis?
Dr. Artis, I'm in your fan club.
Thanks.
I'm also, I know you're a busy guy, and you probably, I don't know if you've been hearing what Catherine Austin Fitz has to say on the, about the pending collapse of the pension funds and the money system in general and why they have to kill off a lot of people. But they're still pushing the vaccine, I understand. And, you know, she said something interesting the other night, and something I heard from her is that a pediatrician she's talking to says that vaccines or immunosuppression is causing the IQ of people to go down.
This is actually a very specific point. You made a great point. Did you know that snake venom poisoning, that's in these flipping shots, did you know that snake venom actually destroys and paralyzes your psyche neurologically? It actually makes people more subservient to people. They're actually dumbing us down with these shots also and making us more compliant.
The guy that she's been working with, Dr. Skidmore, he's an economist out of a university in Michigan. He's put up he's developed a survey for people that they know people that have died from this or gotten real sick or something from getting the vaccine. So you ought to, it's on Solari.com.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all have seen this recently, but Dr. Jane Ruby and Stu Peters published 2 nights ago that a scientist already knew about it. He contacted us on Saturday and already had 3 undiluted vials of Pfizer vaccine and already ran it through whatever instruments he used. I haven't even had time to watch the interview, but he said he already confirmed there's snake venom in the shot.
That's all I had. Thanks.
No, all right, Sherry, appreciate it. Dr. Artis, stay right there. We're going to be right back after this quick break, and we're going to continue this conversation. Now I'm really intrigued. Dave Krieger on the Power Hour, 28 minutes after the hour. We're going to be right back after this with Dr. Brian Artis. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
This craft that the Strokes family had of recognizing the medicinal value of herbs by taste and then putting formulas together, knowing the herbal ingredients they needed, but putting them together in perfect proportion by taste, just like a chef would. The Strokes Heart Drops, the world-famous Strokes Heart Drops that saved my life, Jim Strokes's and many others, my dad, my list goes on and on. But those heart drops, they were developed, created 40 years ago for Jim himself after a heart attack. Now, this formula fixed my high blood pressure over 20 years ago, and I have had great blood pressure since.
Call Jay at 877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 12 noon, Wednesday. It's Central Time, April 20, 2022. Dr. Brian Artis is also with us in Central Time. We're taking your phone calls at 844-769-2944. And as we were leaving for the break, Dr. Artis was explaining that he had spent multitudes of hours looking at all of the data and realizing what people were saying. A lot of this stuff didn't make sense. And the first time I saw him on Stu Peters talking about snake venom, I'm like, what in the hell is going on here? Here is a new twist. And the thing is the more he started talking about it, the more it started to, first off, you know, this little thing that doctors have because they've been so brainwashed by the medical system called cognitive dissonance. Here they've been taught and trained all their lives to accept certain attributes of science. And all of a sudden, here comes something new. And it's like they shut down. They refuse to accept it. This is one of the reasons why we invited Dr. Brian Artis to the show, because I want to get to the bottom of this thing, because if what Dr. Artis is saying is true, and I have no reason to doubt what he's saying isn't based on some sort of medical science. You know, we've all been lied to by more than just the rank and file and the government. Dr. Artis, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's so great to be here. Yeah, I just have to agree with you a little bit here. You know, all of us that are upset for the last 2 years are shocked by the level of lying and manipulation and censorship and controlled opposition in the media, like censoring, fact-checking, like even the things we know are right. It gets fact-checked, spun, and we just can't believe the level of corruption. All I did was tell you I believe and I have enough evidence I can see that makes this even more evil. And people are freaking out, like, really? Like, there's just a level of evil they can accept. They can't accept it any further. It's pretty interesting to me.
Well, now, remdesivir, just that in of itself, it has a record of killing people. And I've told people on the show, if you take it, you're going to die. You're as good as dead. Now, did they give this to your father-in-law?
No, they actually killed my father-in-law, treating him for the flu before COVID got to Texas. It was 2 weeks later. COVID was in Texas. They used a drug that is toxic, just like remdesivir, called vancomycin. It's an extremely toxic antibiotic. It doesn't treat viruses, but the hospital protocol was he tested for the flu, which is a virus, pump him full of vancomycin was the hospital protocol. It shut down his kidneys in 24 hours. His body accumulated water in his abdomen. It flooded into his lungs. They called it pneumonia. It was not. It was pulmonary edema. Water in his lungs was filling up because they shut down his kidneys and were pumping saline into his veins, you know, liquid IV. Anyway, it filled up his lungs. He was drowning to death. By day five, he was put on a vent. I went into the hospital, had them change the entire protocols and got off the deadly drug vancomycin. Within 4 hours, all the water came out of his lungs. He could breathe on his own. They took him off the vent. And then that night, the hospital administrators told the nurses' station and the doctors to go back on the protocol for my father-in-law that we took him off of and then permanently ban the changes that brought him back to life, made him conscious again in a few hours, got rid of 20 pounds of water. He could breathe on his own and not be on a vent. They changed the protocol to cover up their liability that I exposed with their protocol. The next morning, I went up there on the morning of day seven. They kicked me out of the hospital by security, had me escorted out, refused to talk to me, and then told my wife's family to just trust the medical profession. And in the next 48 hours, put him on a morphine drip, overdosed him on it for 4 hours, which paralyzes your diaphragm to breathe, paralyzes your heart, and you can't beat by paralyzing your nervous system. It's how you euthanize someone. The effects of morphine, fentanyl. Morphine killed my father-in-law in 4 hours. Morphine has the same neurotoxic effect as king cobra venom, crate venom, which was found to be what was the most analogous and the origin source of the spike protein of SARS-CoV-2. They were both neurotoxins found in the venoms of these two snakes. It suppresses your body's ability to breathe. And you can't control your diaphragm, and it looks like you're going into respiratory failure that they called COVID-19. When I read the studies on remdesivir, which I'd never heard of, 3 months later, I recognized that the drug's side effects from its own study confirmed it was three times as kidney toxic, multiple organ failure toxic, than the drugs they used on my father-in-law. If I did not see what happened to my father-in-law in February of 2020, I believe God let me watch this, witness what the body does when it fails being poisoned to death by drugs, so that I would recognize 3 months later, this is what's going to happen to innocent humans in the world with these horrible, evil protocols that Anthony Fauci and others lied about. They were not proven safe and effective. If anything, they were the most deadly and ineffective. So I've been exposing those lies this whole time.
Well, this seems to me, well, I know that. And see, this seems to be, to me, an effort to depopulate the United States and the rest of the world. And make
they
money
are.
While doing it. You know, this is
they
crazy.
That's their number
they
one
would, the government would even allow crap like this to go on in remdesivir. I mean, has anybody gotten a hold of a bottle of this stuff and actually analyzed it to see whether or not there is indeed properties or proteins of snake venom in it?
Do you know that I actually asked of the people who have been silent and one of them who've spoken out ugly against me, in the last 4 months, I have actually asked multiple medical doctors and pharmacists who are in our movement. I told them, I am uncovering information that's very disturbing, and I need your help to get this tested. I need remdesivir. I need the two shots, Moderna and Pfizer. And over, these doctors said they could get them for me. They said, oh, yeah, we can get them for you. We have access to those. For sure, I'll help you out, Dr. Artis. Whatever it is you're looking for, I'll help you. Do you know, I asked and texted weekly for months. And none of them ever delivered. Well, you think I'm going to sit back and wait to see if I confirm this thing? The FDA is considering right now to inject these vaccines that I'm saying have possibly snake venom in them. That explains all the horrible side effects. They're about to vote and move this to being given to six-month-olds to four-year-olds in America. I am a father of five. You killed my father-in-law. I'm going to expose your damn lies as much as possible, even if I have to push the damn envelope without the actual evidence. So let's go force it. Scientists have already said since I released this info, they told Dr. Jane Ruby that they have three undiluted Pfizer vials and went with one and found already snake venom inside of it. Really, if that's the case, let's go take down the veterinarian CEO of Pfizer. Yeah, he's a veterinarian, all right. Take him down for lying. Take Fauci down for lying. Take the World Health Organization down for lying. Gilead, maybe, for lying. Go test it. There's nothing that has been used longer in the whole world as a biological weapon more than snake venom. And they have figured out how to weaponize this. Hey, watch this. You ready? Even to surmise the possibility that they're using venom, isolating components of venom that can target one organ, which snake venom peptides do, and they know how to mass manufacture these synthetically. They've been doing it for years, and then they put it in drugs and tell you to swallow it, like lisinopril from Merck. It's a blood pressure drug. It's made from snake venom. Did anybody know that? 11 million of you in the world right now, in America alone, are swallowing snake venom every day, which lowers your blood pressure. That's the effect of that part of the venom from snakes. I just want you to know. Look at
that. Yeah, I didn't know that.
If you didn't know this, Did you know, I was born in 1976. Did you know that in 1975, the year before when my parents got married, did you know there was a congressional hearing where the Congress, our Congress, forced the CIA to declassify a classified project? And did you know the project is called, and you can watch the videos right now, I just learned about this 3 days ago. There's a congressional hearing, videotaped, watch it, it's awesome. They made the CIA disclose this project. It's called the Heart Attack Gun. And they had them, they're all holding the gun and looking at it. And they said, what did you do with this gun? And the CIA said, well, we made it to where you could actually use electricity to shoot the gun instead of using gunpowder, bullets, because it would be silent. So he figured out how to use either batteries or electricity to shoot this gun to make it silent. And they said, well, how do you cause a heart attack with this gun? And they said, we found a poison found in shellfish that causes a heart attack in a human in less than 3 minutes. It only stops the heart, this part of the venom of this shellfish. And they figured out, this is not a joke, people. This is 1975. They took that venom, one part of the shellfish venom that stops the heart, and they put it in water and froze it into a ice dart. It's so thin, this little needle dart with the venom in it, they figured out and manufactured a gun to shoot it, the ice arrow, little dart. And it was so thin and small, they said, to the Congress. They said, it's so thin and so small, this little piece of ice, that it enters the body of the victim, and the victim won't even perceive they got shot. It goes right into their body, and you don't even know. All you'll ever see is a little red dot. And when the ice melts in the body because of your body core temperature, within 3 minutes, the person will drop dead of a heart attack, and this poison is undetectable by autopsy. If they've been using weapons from venom that they can put in water and freeze it and then project it from a gun and then shoot it into a person, and then it melts, the ice does, in your neck or body, and within 3 minutes, that venom can get to your heart and stop your heart from beating. Go watch the congressional hearing. It is not this. This isn't new. All I've realized the last few days is people are sending me stuff from around the world. This is not new. Even the CIA has been weaponizing venom, putting it in water, in ice. I didn't even know this. Do you know, can I share something with your audiences? Are you okay with this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I did not know this. The moment Dr. Zev Zelenko, the week before I released this documentary, called the Soup Eaters and me and told me that I, Dr. Artis, was number one on an assassination list by Pfizer, and he was number two, and he needed to warn me, I told Zev, I said, I'm not surprised I'm on that list. You don't even know what I'm looking into, but I'm about to tell the world something Pfizer definitely doesn't want the world to know. And he goes, well, whatever it is, you're a target, and they need you silenced in the next 2 months, is what they said. As what Zev said, if you trust Zev Zelenko, maybe all these people now don't trust Zev. You know, we'll find out who the truth seekers are. We'll find out.
But anyway, I take a Z-Stack, so I trust him. So the thing is that, you know, he's on the front line, you're on the front line, and everything that you've been saying here points to a lot of definitive things, whether hypothesis or otherwise. I still, and Jane Ruby, apparently, from what you just said, she is not even marginal. She looks like she's leaning in your direction. Is that right?
Oh, let me tell you. There's a few people. Just so you know, I will admit right now, out in the open, which I don't mind about, which other MDs, which I am not, but other medical professionals obviously are not okay to even look at the possibility they might be wrong ever in their life, I guess. I just want you to know, if it comes to light that there is no snake venom peptides in water or toxins or SARS-CoV-2 is not even in the water, it doesn't matter. I hope they prove I'm wrong on that. I do. I don't care. It didn't kill the majority of people. The vaccines are, and the hospital protocols are. Those have been the most dangerous part of this whole pandemic. So the weapon diluted in the air as a coronavirus gain-of-function thing, or put in water, which would be diluted. It's been a sublethal thing. It made a bunch of people sick, got you scared to get vaccines. It didn't kill you. That's not the big thing. The big message is they're using venom, people. And if you think for a second, I'm going to trust the CDC for using water this whole time, the whole pandemic, as the predictor of outbreaks of a respiratory virus in your town. They've been doing it the whole time. PCR testing your water, wastewater supposedly, which doesn't go back to the city supposedly. It goes somewhere else. As the levels are going up, they say they can predict in a week or so that you're going to have an outbreak. That doesn't even make sense. The water's supposedly not going back to the city. I don't trust the CDC in any way they handle this pandemic. Why all of a sudden are any of you going like this? You know what? The CDC is doing a great job. They must love humanity. They're actually doing predictors of outbreaks in your town, testing the water. Could you at least have a consistent message for 2 years that you don't trust the CDC? I haven't trusted them the whole time. Why are you trusting them now? I don't trust they're messing with your water. And for any of you who think for a second that venom can't be swallowed and get past your stomach acid to get into your bloodstream, why are there hundreds of drugs where they took snake venom and drug companies have figured out how to get it past your gastric juices into your gut to get into your bloodstream? And then even amazingly and not ironic, 2 days after the Stu Peters thing drops, and there's like a 24-hour period where some people, not very many, are hating on me because snake venom can't be swallowed and get into your body. Really, Venom Tech out of the UK 2 days later, if you haven't seen the write-up by Mike Adams, Venom Tech out of the United Kingdom, they published a press release 2 days later after my documentary dropped with Stu Peters. And it says in there, we are one of the world's largest manufacturers of snake venom peptides, and we are announcing to the world that we can now use nanoparticles with the snake venom peptides that now makes it possible to use snake venom peptides and deliver it through water delivery systems. Really? You think I find that ironic? It's just too crazy.
I find
crazy.
It sick and dangerous.
It is awful. They're using a biological weapon, the oldest in history that we've known of. They're weaponizing it, and they're calling it COVID-19. You mentioned the Italy study. There was an Italy study. It was published and peer-reviewed October 2021, just 6 months ago. The research was submitted for peer review, already done, June of 2020. So this whole study was done in the first 6 months of the pandemic. They took 20 COVID-19 PCR-tested patients, and they tested their blood, urine, and feces. And they ran their blood, urine, and feces, and then they also did the same thing with 10 people from multiple cities. These are all from multiple cities in Italy. They took 10 people who tested negative PCR for COVID-19. So you had COVID-19 positive, COVID-19 negative group. In the COVID-19 positive group, the whole world, and everyone hating on me right now, has got to figure out how it is that these researchers found only in the positive COVID-19 patient 20 different snake venom peptides from the crate venom in the poop, urine, and blood of all the COVID-19 patients. They found spitting cobra venom peptides in their body. They found king cobra venom in their poop, urine, and blood. They even found, that's 20 different snake venoms they found in them. And then they found 16 marine animal venoms. 15 were called alpha conotoxin, which are even more deadlier than king cobra venoms, that have been manufactured in factories synthetically, conotoxins have. Unbeknownst to all of you, you don't know what I've been looking at for 4 months. In 1989, they've been able to manufacture alpha conotoxin that's more deadly than king cobra venom. They've been able to mass make it in factories around the world. Think about these biological weapons labs around the world. They've been making it in them since 1989, and they said the synthetic version is exactly biologically as dangerous and as poisonous and deadly as the real stuff. And they found 15 of these different cono snail toxins inside of these COVID-19 patients. And then let me ask you one more. The one that's the most shocking to me, they found the venom only in the COVID-19 patients in Italy before the vaccines ever came out. They found venom from the crown of thorns starfish that's found in the ocean. How did they find 36 animal venoms inside the COVID-19 patients of which 20 were snakes. Two of the snakes, which they had multiple peptides from, found in their body. There was multiple crate venom peptides, multiple king cobra venom. Those were the two same peptides. The researchers in China in January of 2020 and the researchers in France of April of 2020 said when they ran the spike protein from SARS-CoV-2's genetic sequence, it had the most identical sequencing to two venoms from the Chinese crate snake and the king cobra snake. That was in April of 2020. I guarantee you when that study in France came out in April of 2020 is why the researchers in Italy started gathering up tissue samples from people around Italy to test for the peptide. Now ask me, from venoms of animals, now ask me, why do you think that they found this information, produced their research, and then submitted it for peer review? Why do you think they waited to publish the findings? Medical journals, why did they wait to publish it when it was submitted in June of 2020 and could have saved lives? Why do you think it just published in October of 2021? Do you know how many articles surrounding COVID are getting peer-reviewed and published monthly right now from the time they've been submitted and then they're approved? I mean, there's hundreds of them every week on every medical journal platform around the world, 85% of which are written by ghostwriters paid by pharmaceutical companies to write these fake research studies around COVID-19. And that's just true. And so someone has to explain to me why it is researchers in China, not me, why geneticists in France, not me, the chiropractor, said that the genetic sequence was not most similar to bats. It was most similar to snakes. And then why it was 2 months later from April of 2020, did a research group in Italy find 36 different animal venom peptides inside the blood, urine, and poop of the COVID-19 patient. You know, it's interesting. We have been for this whole time now, for the first time in history, been using PCR tests to look for a virus. And we already know that's corrupt and doesn't work. Imagine now me learning that we know and accept this truth that PCR tests do not identify or diagnose respiratory viruses. Imagine my shock as I'm going into the research of snake venoms that they've been using PCR testing in snake venom research for 20 plus years. You don't think it's ironic now they're forcing everybody around the world to use a PCR test that does identify venom? The coincidences are too monumental.
Now, what about the idea?
And listen, things start to make sense. You're like, oh, my God, this is why it works. And then you look at, like, strange symptoms. Like, in the beginning of COVID, everybody was reporting that there's this weird side effect of a virus we never see ever, loss of taste and smell. All I wanted to know was, now, 2 years later, it's becoming like this accepted reality, like this is normal from a coronavirus. That's not normal, people. When I went to look up, is there a side effect of loss of taste and smell to snake venom? Imagine my surprise, which was not a surprise, that on the NIH's website right now is a published study that's titled Long-Term Effects of Snake Venom Envenomation. And it lists that when you get bit by a viper, even after you treat the bite, patients of viper venom will actually experience this weird side effect of loss of taste and smell that can linger for months to even longer than a year. Finally, you all know what the hell's going on. They're using venom, people. The whole thing is venom. You can might as well just call this COVID-19. The 19 venom toxins they found in king cobra venom, and that Brian Fry, the scientist in Australia, found again in 2005, the disclosed 19 venoms that are targeting organs that were in the CIA congressional hearing in 1975. They disclosed that too, that there's 19 venom-specific toxins that we know of that kill organs in mammals and humans.
They're trying to tell us, Dr. Artis, that it's all bat-related. I find it kind of ironic that the Xishan League would only be messing with this thing short term.
Yeah, listen. The Italy study, this is what I say to people. You know, you guys are all talking about a bat-derived coronavirus. Notice that in the study from Italy, of the 36 animal venom peptides, There's not a single listed bat, nothing that they found inside of them. They found snakes, and they found snail venom and a starfish venom. But the majority were snake venoms, just like the research geneticist said in the first month of the pandemic, January 2020. It is not most identical to bats, they said. They said the origin is most identical to snake venom of the Chinese crate snake, which was found in the bodies of the COVID-19 people in Italy. It's time to wake up, people. You guys have all been lied to. Even the MDs have been lied to. You just didn't know. That's okay.
Amazing.
I didn't know either.
Yep, amazing. Well, I'm glad we had this hour to spend with you. We're coming up to the end of the show. Dr. Brian Artis, I'm looking forward to meeting with you and discussing this further at the Reawaken America Tour in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, coming up. And if anything happens to you, sir, I'm going to know Pfizer probably had something to do with it. So, you know, God bless you for all the work and the research you're doing. We appreciate you, and thanks so much for coming on the show. And we're going to have to revisit this again soon and have you back on. So in the meantime, thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this very controversial hour. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay safe. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.